plastic utensils, a convenience item that has become an environmental nightmare. Manufacturers are cranking out around 40 billion plastic utensils each year. In the U.S. alone, we throw away over 100 million plastic forks, spoons, and knives each day. We use them to eat a meal in what, like 20 minutes? Then that plastic fork becomes lasting garbage that will take thousands of years to break down. You see, plastic utensils are notoriously difficult to recycle. Their shape, size, and the type of plastic, usually polystyrene, makes them unsuitable for recycling, and they end up being fast trash, landfill material, or worse, litter our streets, rivers, and oceans. The overabundance of these disposable items makes them hard to avoid. Even when you refuse them at the takeout window, they seem to show up with nearly every to-go order. Months after we gave up single-use plastic, I found the stash. A big bag of plastic utensils. More in my cabinet? Oh, here are some more in this drawer too. I pile them all on my kitchen table and count. I have 204 disposable forks, spoons, and knives. Here's how you can make a big dent in this mounting problem with just a few new habits. BYOC, bring your own cutlery. I keep a set of lightweight stainless utensils in my purse. It fits easily in my bag, car, or office drawer, ready for any meal. The next step is to refuse them when ordering out. Besides reducing your own waste, this small request also brings awareness to our single-use plastic problem each time you speak up. For large groups and restaurants, there are more options besides the common plastic utensil. Choose a biodegradable product, like bamboo. The market for sustainable dinnerware is growing, and while these products often cost twice as much as cheap plastic, hence our global dilemma, the long-term cost of single-use plastic on our planet puts the cost in perspective. We have a large set of inexpensive stainless utensils that we use for parties. We're talking $15 for 36 forks. Or you can create a mixed collection by shopping secondhand. With consistent reuse and no need to purchase disposable products, we are saving money and creating less waste. With these habits of BYOC, refusal, and easy alternatives, we no longer have 204 plastic utensils hoarded in the cabinet. We donated those to a local school, giving us a clean slate. Breaking free from the overuse of these plastic items is a process. In the same way that all those plastic forks add up to a big problem, there are several good choices that can add up to the solution of a lot less plastic.